At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The shenanigans continue. This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
20 years here at The Rock. We'll celebrate with the Men's Room World Tour. Another stop this Saturday from 2 till 5, the Tracyton Movie House.
Yeah!
And Bremerton will have the Men's Room IPA, the 20th anniversary lager from Black Raven Brewing, Men's Room beer brats from Uli's, and it's an all-ages show since it's a movie house.
Boom shakalaka.
So stop by and get a beer with us. 2 to 5, we will be in Bremerton. This Saturday, the Tracyton Movie House. They got arcade games in there, all kinds of
I'm looking
cool
forward
stuff.
To that.
All right, our question. We're talking about smuggling. Are you sneaking into something? An air attendant, flight attendant, managed to take off with 960 grams of gold in her rectum. And although she and a fellow cabin crew member were eventually caught when they landed. Incident happened in India, where there is a huge market for smuggling gold.
Yeah.
Now, Ted, I know your necklace is from India. I wonder what the smuggling deal is.
Smuggling it out of India?
No, into India, man. If you even Google it, like gold hidden in rectum, maybe two or three people are doing it in the state. India is the hotbed. Like fentanyl coming into the states is gold in India.
And which is crazy because it was cheaper and higher carats to get it buy it in India.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're smuggling in. I don't know. But I mean, like, for whatever, if you're at an Indian airport, they might want to do a cavity search.
A woman's 26 years old. She worked as a cabin crew member for Air India Express when she was arrested in May of last year by the Directorate of Revenue Intelligence as her flight from Muscat landed in Kannur International Airport.
Wait, did you say 960 ounces?
Grams.
Grams. Okay, thank God. I put an ounce, that's 60 pounds. I'm like, wait a minute.
Jesus. Concerns were understood to have been raised at her movement. Was cited as being suspicious when officials at Customs stopped her for questioning, and she refused to get an X-ray. Now, following her refusal, the official obtained an order from a judge to undertake a medical examination.
We're going
to
look inside.
At which point, they discovered 960 grams of gold tucked in her butt.
That's 2.1 pounds.
She was sentenced to 14 days in a woman's prison.
14 days?
14 days.
Worth the risk.
It's 2.1 pounds of gold, which I don't know the dollar worth on that, but 14 days, that's not so bad.
Just holding it up there, though.
Yeah, think about it, 2.1 pounds of gold.
If you had a Duke, you know, you have a hard time holding it, keeping that thing in there.
You do, but your body is, like, prepared for it. Because your body,
right.
Your body's holding it in a place until you can get to a toilet.
Exactly.
Gold, I think your body's like, I did not invite this in here.
I mean, I've heard of people working their Kegel muscles, but that's the back end.
Mm-hmm.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Craig. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
So while I was on deployment in Afghanistan, I had a fellow soldier come to me with a big old giant handful of Afghani hash that he didn't want.
That he didn't want?
Nope. Well, obviously, as a soldier, we're not supposed to smoke, and he got nervous about it.
All right.
So came to me, asked me if I wanted it because he knew that I already had mailed stuff home. So the tricky thing is when you mail stuff out of a war zone, i.e. Afghanistan, Iraq, the post office wants to inspect your packages, the inside of them, before you seal them up. So you don't go there with a sealed box. You have to go there with an open box. So I had to come up with a creative way to get this stuff home. So I took a latex glove, cut off the fingers, and shoved it all the way full. So I had five fingers of a latex glove completely filled full of Afghani hash. And I bought a jar of peanut butter. And I opened up the peanut butter, hollowed it out, put the hash inside of it, put the peanut butter back, super glued the top, and mailed it home to my aunt, who held on to it for me for 6 months until I came home from deployment. And then when I got home from deployment, I had fresh Afghani hash.
Did she know what was in the peanut butter jar, or did she just think that's a peanut butter brand you wanted when you got home?
Nope, she knew 100% because she was the only relative or person I felt like I could trustfully mail it to.
All right.
So how do you end this conversation with her when you say, look, man,
don't throw the peanut butter away.
I'm going to send you some drugs. I'm going to hide it in some peanut butter. And she's just like, cool? Or is there any nervousness on her part?
Well, because I smoked with her before.
Ah, okay. Yeah.
Now, how was the peanut butter? When you open this up after all that time, I'm just curious because you took it out, you put it back in.
I threw it away.
I would throw it away too. I'm just curious. Like when you open it up, did it smell rank or did it smell like, you know, like it went bad?
It smelled normal because I super glued the sealer on top, back on top.
Gotcha. What, by the way, what brand of peanut butter did you do this in?
I wish I could tell you it was 20 years ago.
Nah.
Yeah, that's
it. Whatever the commissary or PX had that was on base, so probably your crappy Jif or who knows.
I'm just wondering, like, if anybody in Afghanistan's ever even tried peanut butter. Might be mind-blowing.
I'm sure someone has tried it, yes.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I don't know what the relic. I just don't know what normal is as far as, you know, what you eat.
The food
if you go to the grocery store and get, like, peanut butter and jelly.
I don't know. What do you get at an Afghani restaurant? There's a couple of Afghan restaurants. Well, I've never been in.
Obviously, there's peanut sauce in, like, you know, Thai food, but I don't know anything about that. That's a completely different area of the world. I'm just wondering, do they even know what peanut butter is?
I don't know.
I
just know the peanut butter trick because I did it once for Burning Man.
What, hit stuff in the peanut butter?
Yeah, I, like, froze it, and then you can cut out, like, a circle.
How thorough is Burning Man? Like, everyone knows what's going on at Burning Man, to a degree, right? So, how thorough are they at checking, like, for drugs?
Time of day. Sometimes there's dogs and bags. Sometimes or checking bags. Sometimes there's not. Sometimes you just cruise in.
So, they're cops there, or are they actually people who are hired by the festival?
Well, there's people that are hired by the festival, right? Because they have their own kind of little police. They have their own
security kind of.
They're called the Rangers, right?
Okay.
But they don't. They're not going to, like, arrest you and stuff. Their main thing is you better not have weapons in your car.
All right, fair enough.
So they're checking for stuff like that. But sometimes, because you're on open federal land.
Right.
So that's the issue, is that sometimes you'll just have different agencies there and they will throw everything out and get the dogs over it and this and that. Like, just depends on what time you're going or what.
Like, guys, come on, man. You know. You know what I mean? Like, that's just an easy thing to do.
Well, when you're on that outer ridge or kind of at nighttime, right, there's some of the bigger camps out there. And, I mean, this is where you're going to see, you know, I didn't know he was playing, but that's where I saw, like, Diplo.
Okay.
One night, right? But I was standing out there, and that week, sometimes I would just hand roll, like, a cigarette.
Yeah.
Just to have something to do. And, I mean, same thing. You know there's cops out there, but, I mean, I was sitting there rolling in, and I got really good in the wind. And there's a flashlight. And then, you know, and I kind of look over, and me and this federal agent are just face-to-face. And I go, it's just tobacco. And he's like, for real? And I go, yeah. And he goes, huh.
Was he disappointed?
And he's like, you could roll those in this wind? I go, getting pretty good at it. He's like, all right.
Because all the joints are rolled earlier.
Basically, yeah. But, when he clicked that, and I mean, I didn't even see him till his hand was right over me. But I was like, you know me, I was like, you can check. And I honestly, I didn't have anything else on me. So it was fine. I was like, you can check.
So you can't smoke weed on federal property in California, or is that in Nevada?
It's in Nevada. Okay. They've changed but this was, I mean, over a decade ago.
And so
they've changed the rules in
land.
And they've changed the rules in Nevada. So I don't know what the rule technically is, because it's federal land, right?
Right.
So it's like,
so is there
like
federal law?
Weed in Washington State is legal. But I don't think you can get caught on the res with it, because that's federal land. They have different rules.
Correct.
So yep. Truthfully, I don't know what the law is. I just know back then it was illegal in all of
any kind of federal thing. So for an example, weed is legal in Washington State. If you were to take a flight to Spokane, you can't have weed on that plane. Correct. Because it's a federal.
Yeah. 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 You're at a federal facility.
These airwaves are FCC. Correct. We are owned by the federal government.
That's why we don't advertise.
Joe's Wheat Shop. You know, like,
otherwise, the money's there.
Bong World.
But yeah, as long as the Fed doesn't recognize it, then we
can't. Water pipe world. That's right.
But Ted, your story reminds me years ago, I'm like 15 years old, and my buddy Paul had just started dating this chick. And to impress her, because at that time they're going, I don't know, not like Hot Topic, something that's even lower on the scale of that for girls that are trying to get sexy at the time, right? So we go to this mall and we both steal just handfuls of like lipstick, right? He wants to get it because that's what she loved. Like, cool, man, I'll go with you, no problem. So we load them in our pockets. And when we step out, we didn't get caught, but when we step outside of this mall, I'm handing him all the lipstick I took because he's going to give it to his girlfriend. And this security guard comes flying out of the mall, and we're just like, OS. More along the lines of, our parents are going to kill us, right? We just got busted shoplifting. This is what happens. And the guy, empty your pockets to Paul. I saw you hand him this stuff. We're like, all right. So Paul empties his pockets. It has to be like 15 tubes of lipstick. And the security guard, he just looked crestfallen. He's like, lipstick? It's effing lipstick? We're like, yeah. And again, we think we're still going to go down for shoplifting. He's like, I thought you were dealing drugs. He thought, like, Paul gave me money, and I'm handing him crack or something. It's like, just get out of here, man. So I'm like, you realize, like, we did steal this. This guy came out and called us but did not realize we stole lipstick. He thought we were dealing drugs. We're like, yeah, our bad man, cool.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROB.
Look, I won't use his name, but my senior year, right, I'm the class president.
Yeah.
So one of my other friends, and look, they're just pretty strict about, like, prom, right?
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Right, and that's... Listen, if you can hear my voice and you're a junior or something, you're going to go to your senior prom next year. There will be a receiving line. That's why they have it. So they can tell who's drinking it.
Yeah.
Just heads up, kids.
Just wait.
So some of them got caught, and my one buddy got caught with, what was it, vodka and something else in, like, his car. And I'd leave the name out, but somebody higher ranking there, I said, will you take a meeting with me? Let me, like, defend the kid.
Yeah.
And he said, sure. And he goes, well, I respect what you're doing for him. It's a good, you know, you're being good to your classmates. This and then he goes, I'll loosen up the penalty a little bit. He goes, I don't know what's wrong with you guys. What was he mixing it with? Lemonade? Hey, what did you mix it with? Tea or something? It was like a 10-minute conversation. He just seemed annoyed with the mixer this guy had brought for the vodka.
That's why
I'm
angry.
Rob was like, are we done? Yeah.
Okay. What is he mixing it with?
Never can go wrong with Hawaiian Punch.
Wait, he's like, that guy's an idiot.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, David. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys.
Hola.
I was an eighth grader, and I was a little hellion. I'd had some Mexican firecrackers in my pocket, was throwing them, raising hell. Subsequently, I got asked to turn out all my pockets. Well, I had a mixtape. The rest of my fireworks, and a quarter of some Mexican brickweed.
Were you selling this in eighth grade or smoking it, or both?
Well, a little of both, but more just partaking.
Okay. I got you.
Yeah. So I take out my tape, my mixtape, I put it down, I take out the fireworks, and I put them down, and then I proceed to pull out. She was like, no, I want you to pull out your pockets. So I'm like, okay. So I reached down deep into my pocket and I grabbed both my pockets and then that quarter bag and I just kind of squeezed real hard and I pushed my hand up against my butt cheek and I slid it in my back pocket really swift. Like I almost thought I just dropped it behind my foot. And everybody looked at me because my three closest friends, they knew what I had. One of them was in the restroom with me when I scored. And everybody kind of looked at me, a collective gasp of everybody held their breath and I was the slickest guy in the room that day because I looked around. I didn't drop it. She collected the fireworks. I kept my tape, and then I sat down very promptly and made sure I still had my quarter, and I just sweated out the rest of the class.
Do you have any idea, do you remember what was on the mixtape?
It was Sublime, a mix of Sublime.
All right.
Nice.
Yeah. How fitting.
Yeah. Here, I'm going to give this to you, girl.
Sure was on there, yes.
I like it. Okay. Yeah. What would have happened, do you think, had this teacher discovered the weed? Are you getting expelled or are you just getting suspended? I mean, obviously your parents are going to find out and all that. But what do you think the penalty would have been?
Well, I already had a reputation. I believe I went into that year. I was already suspended for having weed the previous year. So this was like the last week of school as well. So it would have just been a repeat. I would I would have literally got suspended another year or maybe expelled this time. I'm not 100%.
Yeah, I got expelled four times, brother. It's really not the end of the world.
Dude, one weekend I was working, about 16, 17 years old, working at the radio station. I don't know what the hell I was running. Some syndicated show. Casey Kasem, American Top 40, something like that, right? And the studio over is just blaring. You know, there's like two or three other part-timers there. And it's like, I want to know what love is from Foreigner.
Okay.
And love hurts from Nazareth. And I walked in there, and I was like, Craig, I was like, what are you doing? Why are you... He's like, I'm making a mixtape, man.
Oh,
I was like,
God, no.
I was like, what are you making a mixtape for? He's like, well, my girl broke up with me, and we had some songs, and it was just... And I looked,
come
at,
on, man.
I looked at the outside of this tape. These were probably the worst songs. I mean, just sappy. Like, I want to know what love is.
Does that make him feel better?
Right. Like, Love Hurts from Nazareth. Or I was just like, and he's blasted it in there. And I can tell he's kind of choked up. But I'm like, I told him, I was like, dude, this is not going to work.
No.
This is not going to work. Like, you got to give it to the girl when you're dating.
Right.
Yeah, it's kind of the point. This is not like, she's not going to come back to you like, all right, I've reconsidered because you put Foreigner on this tape.
Right.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
What an embarrassing time.
I'm going to make her a mixtape.
I know. Like that.
I'm with you. That's
that'll
really get her, something
that'll
you do.
Get her back.
Yeah, during the relationship.
Right. Exactly.
You tell me the songs you like. I did it once
not
in
all
my
heart,
life.
Not all heartbreak songs.
But my problem was I could only record these songs off the radio. So, like, every
well, that's why he was doing it in a studio, because he had CDs. He had all the tunes there. He just put it on a cassette.
But every song I made for this girl, you know, and you're listening to 99.9 KISW. And then it hits the song. And she's like, well, that was interesting. She's like, I appreciate the effort for all the different radio stations you went to. Because she goes, I got to hear them all. I was like, look, man, I don't own the albums of the bands that you like. So I had to go to the radio station, sit there and wait. And most songs get played every 30 minutes, right? But as they teach you to do in radio, talk up to the singing. And I remember I hated that. Now it's something you kind of enjoy. But, you know, when you're listening, like, shut up. I'm trying to get her a tape.
Right, yes.
But she was forgiving on that. I'm like, well, thank you. But, yes, every on-air personality in Baltimore also made it onto this mixtape for this girl.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Romance, Ted.
Romance. I was going to say, Will.
Every call letter, every freaking frequency was somewhere on that mixtape. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the men's room.
Chris, are you there?
Goodbye, Chris. Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, Eric.
Hola.
80s. How you doing, man?
All right. So I'm trying to think of what year this was, but 92, 94, one of those even years. And a couple buddies of mine, we were going over to the Winter Olympics over in Norway. So we end up getting a Eurorail pass, and we're going to make a trip of it. And we end up, at the end of it, we end up in Rotterdam. So we're going to go hit up a couple Ajax matches.
Nice.
And meet this guy there. We ended up having seats next to him, whatever. Super cool guy. And he just busting out lines right there. So we're just all partying, whatever. Comes to the end. We're leaving in like 3 days. We gotta take the train back up to Amsterdam and then we're flying out. But he makes us this offer we can't refuse. And so we end up with a bunch of weed, a bunch of things, whatever. We think we can consume it all, but there was no way we could.
Yeah.
And so the night before the flight, we were partying hard. And just woke up for the flight. Or that night, we actually gave the rest of it away to someone that we met up in the bar or something. Anyway, catch the flight, flying to Atlanta. And, I'm just sitting there waiting for my luggage. The turnstile's going around. And there's this dude walking around with this little cute little beagle.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the beagle, like just kind of, whatever they do with their tail, or they kind of, like, mark on your bag.
All right.
And this little beagle marks on my bag, and I'm like, I'm not thinking anything of it because we'd gotten rid of that weed the night before. But they take my luggage and me, and they take us to this back room, and they just thoroughly go through everything. They're like inside and out, all my pockets, my socks, everything. and they end up finding, I think in the end it was maybe a gram and a half of weed, and it was mixed with pocket lint and stuff in one of my jean pockets.
Yeah.
And so they write me up a ticket, and then I have a future court date that they set up or whatever. And then so I fly back to Seattle, and there's no way that I'm paying $800 round trip to fly back to Atlanta to go to this court case for a gram and a half of weed. So I never ended up going to the court, and I get pulled over like, I don't know, 3 years later or something. And they, you know, get my info, do a little, come back. And they're like, yeah, hold on, you know, you got a warrant somewhere or something. I'm like, a warrant? What are you talking about? Come to find out that I had a warrant for not showing up to court in Atlanta.
Yep.
Yeah, the next three times I got pulled over, the same thing happened. It doesn't happen anymore. Last time I got pulled over, I think the statutes of limitations must have been up on it or something, but...
Yeah, but what do the cops do? Do they just inform you of this? Because you're in Washington State, so you got a court case in Atlanta that you bailed on. I mean, can they do anything, or is it just we're letting you know?
Well, that's what they were trying to check and see if it was extraditable.
Ah, okay. That's nice of them.
That's what, yeah, so they're like, they're, you know, whoever they're getting in touch with to find out if it's an extraditable warrant. And it was an extraditable. Luckily.
Well, I would avoid flying Delta.
It'd be fine with me. At least they're paying my flight this time, you know?
All right, fair enough. Like I said, if I'm you, just don't go back to Georgia.
I was
going to
say, I think a bench warrant, if you're in state, will still get you arrested.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I can't imagine they're going to be like, we're going to fly them all the way across the country.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Taryn Daly, Steve Mix, and Daily Mix Morning Show on the way. We'll sit and spin 4:30. We've got 10 country covers.
All right.
Country bands covering popular rock songs.
Well, I'll be.
We're going to try to figure out if we can either guess the tune or the artist or whatever we can on that stuff. So that's coming up here at 4:30. So on the question, successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
You know, a lot of people, as you might expect in the state of Washington and, well, everywhere in the country, it's been a lot of weed, right? People smuggling weed here and there. Now, I don't know if you're one of those people that believes that if you just keep putting something out into the universe, it somehow manifests itself. All right? So everyone's talking about weed. Go out to smoke. And VD's like, hey, man, Sean Kemp's here. Okay, so we say, yeah, all right, man, all right. Go down, smoke, come back up. No, now he's standing in the hallway, and he's like, oh, yeah, man, I know these guys. So I'm just saying this is like a super weed purveyor. And I'm like, I'm pretty convinced just based on our calls. I did not know he was coming today. So then I see Eric Powers in the bathroom just now, and he's like, man, when Kemp first got here, his first words were like, where are those men's room guys, man? He said he actively was looking for guys. Yeah, but we had just gone down, so he didn't see us.
I said, where's the weed, dude?
Yeah, no, Miles goes,
coming to see us.
You bring us any gifts?
Come on.
Nah, man, nah.
Look it up. Yeah, look it up. All right. Yeah, seriously. He's got some good stuff down in the store.
God almighty.
Yes, he's man. Okay. All right, so here are some headlines, rectum style.
Rectum style. Is that okay. Like Gangnam style?
These are just the headlines. All right. Airport staff notices man walking strangely, then finds over 2 pounds of gold in his rectum.
There's gold in our anuses.
Man caught with kilo of gold hidden in his rectum in Sri Lanka. Two smugglers hide bags of gold paste in rectum. Caught on at the Chennai Airport. Here's more. Indiana man found with handgun hidden in his rectum after being taken into custody. Florida man stuffs more than $1,000 in rectum in an attempt to hide it from deputies.
What denomination of bills do you think he had?
Probably hundreds. Sri Lankan inmate stashes phone in rectum. New York Police Department say man hid shiv in uncomfortable body cavity in case he needed it that night. Fentanyl hidden in man's rectum seized at El Paso's Bridge of Americas. Suspect hid 54 antidepressant pills in his rectum. Coventry woman tries to get into cream fields with 1,200 pounds worth of drugs hidden in her vagina.
Jeez.
Ocala woman hides meth in vagina after burglarizing a shed. Gun hidden in vagina is an important search reminder. Woman smuggles gun into jail in her vagina. Florida woman who hid 5 stolen Rolexes in vagina beats her charge.
How?
A reckless driver hid 3 syringes and $20 in her vagina. And a Florida woman arrested in a Burger King bathroom with 7 syringes hidden in her vagina.
That is impressive stuff.
It really is. Our question, successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Eric. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Hola!
So, I haven't tried this in a while, but back when I went to more Sounders games than I do now, I had a plastic flask to bring some alcohol in.
All right.
And the first time I tried it, I stuck it in my sock. You know, I had long pants on and all that. And I went to walk in. Of course, it beeps on me, the little sensor. So in and out. And it got to the point. The lady was just like, what do you have down there? And pointed out my shoes. And I'm like, you know, playing stupid. And she's like, no, what's in your sock? And I'm like, oh,
my foot?
So I'm just like, give me my stuff back. And I left the gate. And I took it out of my sock and I crotched it. And then I took my scarf off and shoved it into the pocket of my hoodie and went to another gate and tried again and went through like nothing happened.
All right. So what was it that made the sensor? Because I thought it was a metal detector, but you said you had a plastic flask.
Yeah, and I was wondering that same thing because it went off exactly where it was. Like, even the lights on the sensor were down at the bottom. So I don't know if it's just the liquid that sent it off, but once it was blocked by my scarf and had a bunch of stuff around it, it didn't trip at all.
Interesting.
That's good to know because I would think with a plastic flask, like, I'm safe, I have money. No worry. Ted, did you hide? Was it a flat or some minis like in your hood or something going somewhere?
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. But I was with a group of people that had a lot of stuff on them.
All right. So everyone's carrying something.
Right. So I had a sweatshirt on, and this was down at White River. So right before we went in, they were like, they stuffed a bunch of miniatures in my hood.
Which I think sounds like genius.
It's not. It's done a lot. I mean, that lady didn't miss a beat, grabbed it, blah, blah, blah. And it's like miniatures, so like no big deal. They still let me through. Now, what I realized in retrospect is those guys were all bringing in drugs. And they used me as like the one distraction.
Oh, so you'll be the, yeah.
Right, so I definitely got caught. And I was like, I told you I was going to get caught. And they were like, yeah, that was the point. Yeah, we wanted you to get caught. So they would like kind of just
leave you alone.
Leave us through.
You're clearly the guy with all the booze on you. Right. We did an event at White River. It was one of the pain in the grasses. And you get to know the security guards. And this one lady that worked out front. It was so funny, man. Like, I think it was the 3-day one we did. Mm-hmm. By the end of it, you're saying goodbye to her. No, and we're like, okay. What kind of drugs did you confiscate? Like, you know what? People have been pretty good. We're like, for real. And I mean, everything. Every freaking drug known to man, she basically had this big-ass collection. We're just like,
give me one of those.
My God. Can we get one of those? She works at a different place now. It's funny. I was walking through downtown, and I hear someone yell my name. I turn, it's her, and she's working with her daughter now, and they're both working security at a local place, downtown Seattle. I'm like, you still getting tons of drugs? She's like, more. She's like, Seattle's much worse than White River as far as what you're confiscating from people. She's like,
man. I know where she works.
Yeah, she's like, I've seen it all, but good, googly, muggly,
the
man.
Worst one I had was, remember, this was years ago, right? We had Slipknot scheduled for Pain in the Grass.
Yes.
Oh. Now, unfortunately, yeah. This guy has passed away, but one of the drummers got sick backstage. You can do the math.
Like a real episode, yeah.
Right. So we go out there and go, hey, they're not going to play, blah, blah, blah. So they reschedule it. Right? So then it was me, probably Ben at the time. It's like a Saturday. We said, we'll go down. We'll do the stage announcement for it. Right?
All right.
So I'm not thinking. I invite one of my other random. It was like a buddy's sister's husband.
Okay.
Who's a great guy. But he really wanted to see Slipknot. And he's ready to get messed up.
Okay.
So he brings 2 pints of Black Velvet. Now, I don't know anything. So we're just waiting in line. We have our tickets. And he's like, I brought 2. Will you help me? So I just put one in the back of my pants. Don't really think about it. Well, then Castle comes out with like the record label guy. And it's like, hey, come with me. We could bring you through this back area, right? So we're like in the back area. And I'm sitting there. And the guy's like, what's it? We're like in the backstage with the security. And they're like, you okay? And I'm like, yeah, whatever. And finally, like, they leave the room, and I just go, oh, God, it's killing me. So I got this bottle in the back of my pants. And, like, as I pull it out, of course, the door opens, and he's like, Ted, are you serious? And I go, I didn't know you were going to bring me back here. I didn't know. I was just waiting in line. He's like, still not a great look. I go, look, it's not even for me. I'm just trying to be.
I know, man.
But, God, I felt like a freaking idiot. Yeah.
Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-RON.
And of all things, Black Velvet.
It's not right.
Not even good.
It's like, really? That's what you're risking?
I mean, that was kind of a... And we all know the guy who's the record guy. Yeah. It's like, he wasn't pissed. He's like, really? I was like, I know. Like, I'm an idiot. You better not bring them. I would never bring it on the side of the stage. I was just trying to help this guy.
And it's Black Velvet, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Hello, Dell. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitchola.
Oh, yeah.
So I was taking a flight from Seattle to go visit my brother down in Oklahoma, who happens to be a police officer. And I had these boxer shorts that had pockets. So I had this really chronic weed, put it in 3 bags, put it in the pocket of the boxer shorts, got through security, got on a plane, got down to Oklahoma. Decided to go out skateboarding a little bit, hit up a couple of the schools, a couple of local places, smoking, puffing my weed as I'm going like it's no thing. And I get back, and my brother, who, mind you, is a police officer, smells me, and he's like, little bro, were you smoking weed down there? And I said, well, yeah. And he's like, you realize you can go to prison for 20 years to life for that, right? And I said, no effing way, right? And he's like, what should we do about this? And I'm like, well,
nothing.
You can pretend like it didn't happen. I mean, you're my brother. And he's like, yeah, you can't do that again. You make sure you get rid of that. And so I went out back and I smoked it.
Yeah, okay.
It's gone.
What, was he cool?
Well, you brought your skateboard to Oklahoma. You'd think he'd have a clue. He knows you.
Yeah, thanks.
Right.
I mean, come on.
Did he?
I mean, he knows me. He knows me. He knows how I am. I've always smoked since I was about 12 years old.
12?
And I think he was just trying to put the fear of God into me, you know?
Well, sure. Did your brother ever smoke? I mean, he's a cop now, but look, man, there's priests, cops, teachers that were up to no good growing up.
Well, I mean, yeah, he did. And as a matter of fact, he even come to visit me once. I took him to the medical dispensary before they changed to the recreational ones. We got some pot and smoked out for old time's sake.
For old
I'll
time's
tell you,
sake.
I'll tell you what, man. There's nothing better than taking someone who's never been to a marijuana store.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, you've never seen the look. At least with my
Oh, relatives. My God.
I know.
Look at all the varieties.
I mean, they don't even want to leave.
No.
I mean, it's just, it's insane. It's like taking your kid to a toy store.
Yeah, essentially.
Just the look of just bewilderment, just happiness. It's like this euphoric thing, like, and how much can you buy? Well, you can buy up to an ounce. Is that all? You can walk out the door, and you can walk right back in, and you can buy another ounce.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, you can buy loose. You can
take it out to the car, walk right back in, buy some more if you want.
Yeah, it's not because there's so many states that have it now, but yeah. I'm with you. Like, I mean, I have family members that would never smoke, never have. I'm still like, let's go at least check out a recreational store.
And that's the first place they want to go. Like, hey, man, when you get to Seattle, are there any things you want to see? And they're like, well, yeah, I want to see the Space Needle. I want to see this. And then in a slightly quieter tone, maybe a dispensary. I'm like, you don't have to whisper air, dude. I will gladly take you to a dispensary and just let you suck in the awe of where you're standing.
Well, there's the other problem, too, is that, like, Maryland's legal now, right? But yeah. My sister's had a medical card for years. So those stores, and I kind of like it in Maryland, they're both. So you could still get ridiculously strong edibles if you had a medical card. But we were back there for something, and I go, how often do you go here? And she's like, I don't come up here that often. We go into the store, and the dude's like, Melissa.
And then when we're in the store, like me and my other cousin are just kind of hanging out on the side looking. And there's some dude, and he's just like, Melissa, good to see you. I've seen you in a while. We were like, you're lying. You must come up here a couple times
all
a
the
week.
Time. Damn.
Like, all right, yeah, I like this store. I was like, no sweat. Like,
Melissa,
it's not a big deal.
I know.
Right. Like, if there's you walk into my local, people know my name. If you walk into the weed shop I go to, like, people probably be like, oh, there's Ted.
This is the one I go to. It's closest to me, and they have what I like. Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-RUN.
Hello, Brandon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola! Hey, what's up, guys? Hey, so back in 2022-23, I'm locked up over in Walla Walla at the minimal facility camp.
Why did you get locked up?
Well, I'd rather not say.
Okay.
You were stealing those onions, weren't you?
I feel like every answer to why did you get locked up, whether you say it or not, it begins with the word, well...
it had something to do with some guns.
Okay.
Let me rephrase it. What did they convict you of?
Not what did you do?
Yeah, I'm not asking what you did. You're innocent.
You're right. Always. I'm reformed. That's right. Hey, you have an opportunity to program, go to school, do all sorts of stuff, right? Well, one of those programs you can do is get a job on off night, which, you know, it is what it sounds like. You wake up in the morning, you leave the facility, you do various things around the community, and then you know, at the end of the day, about 3-4 o'clock, you come back in, and as you come in, you know they do the whole strip out, you know, get naked, turn around, spread them, all that good stuff. Well, me and my buddy managed to make a drop, and so we go out and work, and we pick this drop up. Well, it happens to be, you know, a couple pounds of tobacco. Now, mind you, we're in the field, so it's hard to get things to package this up for my buddy so he could pack it in the prison trunk and take it inside. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got you,
bro. But we got, in about a month and a half span, we got about 3 pounds of tobacco up there over in Walla Walla. Shout out to the guys locked down right now.
So, was it just like loose leaf? Was that what you were doing, like rolling your own, like American Spirit in a bag?
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah. And, you know, that stuff goes for a pretty penny inside.
Yeah. I mean, do you ever get asked by the security guards, like, you're obviously smoking, we can smell smoke. Where'd you get it from?
Oh, yeah.
Or do they just care?
Yeah, well, you know, they don't, you know, it depends on the officer. Some officers, they don't really trip, especially if it's just tobacco. Now, if you start messing with some other things, that's when, you know, I&I is really going to come down.
Right. But if you're out in the yard smoking a cigarette, they got to wonder, how did you get that, right?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah, they know. It's a camp, so it's minimal security. But, yeah, they know. They're not dumb. Hey, for one guy that tries, there's you know, and gets caught, there's another five ready to do it. So
I mean, you can't stop at 7-Eleven and pick up a pack of cigarettes and bring it back into the jail.
No, definitely not.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right.
Yeah.
And is that for fear of resale, or they just don't want you smoking in there?
I think you know, they changed the laws of Washington. You can't smoke in buildings, but that's when they originally took the smoking away.
Ah, okay. All right.
In jail.
Yeah.
I mean, you're in jail. I mean, you can't.
Yeah, I know.
Are you worried about the other people's
health? Who are you offending?
Right.
I mean,
the rapist down there really doesn't like secondhand smoke.
I'm sorry, brother. My bad.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Is this taking years off your life?
God. Successful or not, what did you sneak into or smuggle? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, John. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch. Hola.
Hola.
All right. So I'm one of those guys that I bring my own weed everywhere.
Okay.
Like, everywhere. Every place I travel to, I bring weed. And my wife and I went to go on a canication, so we decided to go to Canada and stay at a place and go to, like, a place where you can, like, they make, you know, infused food and you can smoke inside.
Okay.
And you know, you buy joints there and smoke and stuff. But like I said, I'm a weed snob and I don't trust weed, so I bring my own weed everywhere too. So I rolled up a bunch of weed and I threw it in the trunk of the car. And then I brought the weed that we were going to smoke on the way up there. So we smoked that just before we got to the border. And when I got up there, they're like, yeah, it smells like weed in your car. And I'm like, oh yeah, there's always weed in my car, but there's no weed in the car now. So that prompted them to immediately, okay, cool, why don't you go ahead and hop out? I'll be honest. Like, there's, you know, kind of honest, but honest enough. You know, like, I had weed in the car. I don't know. But, yeah, they pulled me out, and they took me to, like a holding room, like, where there's a bunch of, like...
I've been in one. I know exactly what you're talking
about.
With,
like, the cell doors, you know, and you're, like, mm-hmm. It's kind of, like... It's like a mini jail, but you're not in jail.
The door has one small window in it.
Right.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, but they didn't put... I was on the outside of it. So they started doing, like, field sobriety tests on the outside of that. And, I was kind of nervous. I'm like, okay.
Oh, sure.
This is real. Like, what are we doing here? Like, you know, like, I smell like weed, you know? Like, it's whatever. So I was kind of thinking it was nonchalant, nothing of it. But they had me go through the whole thing. And at the end of it... Now, granted, I had just smoked maybe like 45 minutes before this. But at the end of it, the lady, you know, the female cop that was doing her thing, she says, okay, you're lucky. And I was like, well, you know, this doesn't feel like I'm in, you know, having a lot of luck. And she said, well, no, I can tell that you have a high tolerance. because I passed like, you know, two out of the three tests.
What were the three tests that you had to do?
I had to do the stand on one foot.
All right.
I nailed that one. That was fine. I had to do the, there was the hold your head back and touch your nose. I knocked that one out. That was fine.
Okay.
Then there was like the, you know, heel to toe and, you know, turn, you know, take nine steps and then turn around and do. I took
one. Yeah, you did.
There it is.
Bedroom colors, here are the seven words you can't say on the radio.
Yeah. That's one of them.
Sucker.
That is one of them.
What a perfect way to end that call.
Words in mind when calling. Now back to the program.
Good times. Good times. Okay, we're going to sit and spin coming up. Taryn Daly, Steve Miggs coming in from the Daily Miggs Morning Show. We have 10 country covers on the way at 4:30. And your email's coming up next from the men's room at KISW.com.
You don't just live in your home.
You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue. Right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.